Yo, the Foul Hooked Whitey is back. Episode 2, getting my balls kicked on the North Coast. Fishing with the bait man. So, I left off episode 1 with, my brother coming to fish with me in day 2. And, my brother's not a fly fisherman. He's done a little bit when he was a kid, but he's not a fly fisherman. And my brother, hasn't really fished lately, but he does have a history on the North Coast, and my brother loves to fish for fucking salmon. Like it's that's his fucking permit. Doesn't matter what kind, I don't think, but he ended up coming along, and I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I was going to do my thing no matter what, and I was going to get a chance to watch somebody fish eggs right in the same boat with me, which I've never fucking done in my life, right? I've never seen this. I mean, I knew it went down. Fishing for kings, fishing for coho with egg sack, the bobber, big fucking bobber too, big bobber. So we start our drift and we go down to this big hole just within a couple hundred yards of our put in, and fishing the lower part of this river, the part that I caught a great buck on about three seasons ago, but we start fishing and the bait man was a little rusty. He hasn't really fished that open gear, whatever thing. But it doesn't take long for him to kind of take Jesse's instruction and start getting really good long fucking drifts with this smelly egg sack. Meanwhile, I'm up there swinging my fucking tutti frutti clouser in total futility. In this big first big corner hole, I'm, motherfucking got 20, 30, 40 drifts in it, not even a tag. So the bait man's starting to get his drift down. And as we start making our way downstream and getting into better spots, bait man started to experience some of these Chinook salmon, budding at that hook. Like they're definitely interested in this egg sack. So finally, he's fishing this one tight little area, and bam, fish on. And he let this baby swirl in a good holding area, kind of a back eddy behind a huge boulder, and all of a sudden, boom. And the great thing about Jesse Sampson is, as a guide, this dude is not a fucking passive guide. He's very good as far as instruction. He's going to deliver it matter-of-factly, but he ain't going to get frustrated with your futility. He ain't going to get frustrated with any of that. And he coached the bait man back into his game, and all of a sudden, boom, he's got a fish on. And within 10, 15, 20 seconds of this hookup, Jesse's like, that's a Chinook. And, the bait man's in the back of the boat, like a bait fisherman should be. And all of a sudden, he's working a good fish. Jesse gets unangered, moves us across to a better place to land this. In 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, bait man's got a nice 20-pound, beautiful king salmon. I think it was just a really good semi-bright hen. Not dime bright, but fuck, way fresh. The bait man's, no question going to keep this salmon. Like, when you buy your Oregon fishing license, you're able to keep one Chinook and one coho. And, to me, it's so foreign to keep this fish. I mean, Jesse's a pro on this fishery, and a lot of people like to harvest these delicious salmon. I mean, these salmon are expensive, and these salmon are going up to spawn and die. And so there's a debate. I've let every one I've ever caught go by design and by sport. That's just how I operate. But the bait man wasn't going to have anything to fucking do with that. He literally, I think, before he'd even gotten out of the boat, he's like, I'm a Montana boy, and I don't understand anything about catching and letting them go. And, it was kind of a rally cry for the fucker. It really was. I mean, he knew I found it distasteful to take this fish, But, you know, Bateman didn't care. Fuck no, Bateman don't care. Most people that catch salmon on this fishery we floated harvest those fish. I never have. But it goes down more than not. So no big deal. So, you know, Bateman is vindicated. I look at him and I'm like, congratulations. I mean, and, you know, enjoy this. I mean, you know, he did a good job. I mean, again, you know, he hasn't really fished actively, though plenty of fishing experience in his life. And the Bateman was on the board, right? So we, you know, we keep going downstream, and now the Bateman's invigorated. You know, the Bateman's invigorated. He's like, I'm going to slam another one right now. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, you wait and see. And I'm sitting there going, this fly is driving me fucking nuts. I mean, you know, I'm swinging like a motherfucker. And clearly there was a slight bump in moisture from day one to day two. Plus we were fishing the lower part of this river where no question there were fish. I mean, like no question. And we would find that out even more in the next few hours. So we keep doing what we're doing. And as I swing into futility, the Bateman just gets a little bit better. He gets a little bit better at keeping his line off the water. He gets a little bit better at making sure that big fucking ridiculous bobber is pointed straight up. And I mean, he's working on his hook sets, you know, I mean, meaning that like it's, you know, these salmon, they don't necessarily just ravage this fucking egg sack. You know, supposedly they kind of suck the eggs off the hook. I mean, doesn't mean they don't eat them, but you don't have all fucking day to put a hook in them. Like you got to do it now as soon as they're really, you know, working on these eggs. And as the day progressed, the Bateman got better and better and better at flipping that bail and setting that fucking hook. And so it wasn't within another 30, 45 minutes, the Bateman, bam, Chinook number two. And this Chinook, to me, was special. This fish was special in the sense that it was dime bright. Like, you know, I mean, I've caught my fair share of king salmon on this same fishery, and maybe a couple I've caught that were this silvery. And I mean, it was a beautiful male, 12, 15, 16 pounds, nice fish. And you know, the Bateman, when he got reminded that you can only take one Chinook, the Bateman was, you know, he was disappointed. You know, he wanted to take another king. I mean, he would, and you know, we let this fish go, and now the Bateman is like, let's get going. I'm going to do this again. And, you know, I'm just up there going, fuck, like this is actually amazing to see. I mean, I've had one day on this same fishery years ago where I popped three qualifying Chinook in a day. That's an all-day thing, three good ones. And I've had a couple of days where I've caught more than one. But for the most part, you know, you're kind of going into this thinking you're going to might get a hookup or two. And, you know, I'm watching the Bateman not only bring two nice kings to the boat, to the net, but the motherfucker getting some real hookups too. I mean, like some real hookups, missing some fish. So at this point, I'm just shrinking, you know, just because it's amazing to me. I look at Jesse and Jesse's like, on good egg fishing days, we can catch 10 between two anglers. And I was like, wow, wow. So I was kind of, you know, I was kind of educated a little bit on this. It was not this, you know, what the Bateman was doing in terms of his casting, his drift, and his hook set. That was an amateur hour. There's a skill set there, no doubt. No fucking doubt. No doubt. And if you want to catch fish, I now know that's the motherfucking way to do it. Holy fuck. I mean, like, you know, I mean, whoa, like it worked a lot better. And we got into one spot where just a good holding spot anchored up or being held with Jesse out of the boat, whatever. And, you know, swinging through it, nothing. Swinging through it, nothing. Swinging through it, a jack hits me, an immature Chinook, you know, 2 pounds, pound and a half, whatever, nothing great, but eats it on the upward strip. And so, So at that point, I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, God, please, Jesus, maybe, my God, let this happen. Let me catch one of these motherfuckers, right? So my turn's done. Baitman, one cast, one drift, tick, 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 bam. I mean, fucking bobber down. Ooh, misses it. Just gets off quick, whatever. Cast, drift, 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 boom, boom, misses it. Another eat. So again, the bait man from mid-morning on damn near had nonstop action in premium water. Finally, we get to a spot where Jesse's like, okay, this has been a great run, a great hole this season. This has been good. So we're gonna sit here and concentrate. And so same story, not an easy cast, but you know, I got some qualifiers in there. No eats, no eats, no eats, no eats. And so first time up, Baitman, you know, adjusting to where he's putting his setup. But once he gets it into the right spot, tick, 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 and bam, bobber fucking down. And, you know, again, as I'm sitting here, never having seen an experience or anybody fish this way, I'm sitting there going, wow, this is fun to watch, really. Bobber down, and that fucking bobber stayed down. That bobber did not, you know, did not give you the false impression that something's on it. This thing fucking stayed down. Baitman puts the hook into it, and bam, it's on. And immediately we see a beautiful silver just flash. Like, and I knew it was an oversized silver. So, you know, the Baitman's doing his thing and really, you know, doing a good job landing these fish, keeping his composure. I don't know what he's fishing back there, what type of rod it is as far as action, but it's handling these big fish just fine. So finally, he puts this, I don't know, it had to have been 15, 18, 20 pound silver, a coho, in the basket. And you know, at that point, Baitman was king. You know, I mean, he was, and it was a beautiful fish. And I don't know, when they harvest this, when they put this fish out of its misery, there's like it's a gill slitting, I don't know, something like that, but the motherfuckers bleed. Like, you know, that's kind of the point, right? I don't know, preserves the meat maybe, I'm not sure, but Jesse's harvested hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of salmon because of his experience. And so the silver, as my brother the bait man wanted a picture, it was fucking blood everywhere. And so he's getting ready for this picture, this fucking bloody silver coho pops out of his hands, and he's still standing there with his hands out. And I'm like, well, don't you want to pick up the fish? He's like, no, get a picture of my bloody hands. I was like, fuck. And the bait man he's real. He's serious about this. Hunting and harvested, motherfucker. I mean, you know, never fish with anybody that intent on the harvest. This fish was obviously keepable because you can keep that one silver. And the bait man, he relished. He relished in this. And I'm sitting there going, when is this fucking day going to be over? I mean, you know, at this point, I've had, just my angling aside, I've had two fucking days of good swings in good water, good conditions. And I'll tell you what, it didn't produce for me. And that was disappointing. But one thing I was really pleased about was how well the bait man fished and the success that he had. And, you know, as we were wrapping up this day, you know, I mean, I've had this feeling getting off this water with having caught some nice salmon and a nice Chinook. It's exhilarating. It's like catching a permit and, you know, that ride back on your skiff, back to the lodge or back to the boat or wherever you're staying. You know, it's victory lane, motherfucker. You know, it's victory lane. It's NASCAR. It's the, you know, popping open the champagne, spraying it on everybody. I mean, it's a big thing. And the bait man was feeling it. And then as we were getting ready to kind of say goodbye to Jesse and then go back to wherever, you know, the bait man looks at me and says, you know, bait man sounds like Batman. And I said, yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, that's it for episode 2. Getting my balls kicked in on the North Coast. I'm the Foul Hooked Whitey. I'm out.